Liza's Love by Fred Hurst, read by Kevin Wilde. It were pitch black, and it had rained here it's neat. I could hear it clatter at clogs, its street. To knock her up, rattled on twinners, then bang on door. Liza slipped out of bed, putting her feet on cold floor. She put her shawl round her shoulders like every morning. Her mouth fever open, as she couldn't stop herself yawning. At a riddling fire, out at bucket, she put on some coil. She put up to draw it in, she'd be glad when it were warm at toil. The kettle would soon be boiling, she put some tea in the pot. When her husband got up, she'd to make sure his tea were hot. His breeches, socks and clogs were laid in the fender for airing. Shirt and pants were in the oven, warm clothes he'd be wearing. Liza cut two great slices and put some jam on his bread. Then she shouted upstairs telling him to get out of bed. He came down shivering, his shirt were his only attire. Lifting up his lap, he stood for a minute in front of the fire. He pulled on his trousers, and then he put on his socks, tacking off his shirt, showing a back blue scarred with knots. In a stone sink, in cold water, he swilled his face. All this was steady-like, no hurry, it wasn't a race. Sitting down on the buffet, he started eating his bread. All this time, between man and wife, nor a word was said. Faintly, first riding, buzzer blew. The nobbit could just hear. Putting on threat on his clothes, he took a last mouthful of tea. Lifting his neck, he opened the door. Stars now shone above. From inside at house, Liza called out, "Be careful, my love." Pulling the door to, he quietly joined the motley throng. Every shift dance pit will be dusty, hard, and long.